All right, so welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're talking about the next episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier. And before anything, I'd like to say, rest in peace, DMX. You were truly a dog amongst men. We're going to go to the man that just yesterday, he hopped out the Rari. And I said, damn, Big Mike, you're in the Rari today? He was like, you know, you have to understand, there's no stimulus checks for people like me.
Sorry. I was not expecting that one.
Like, I'm just out here trying to make half a mil out of 15 keys. Just out here trying to make 511 G's. Big Mike, how'd you feel about it? How'd you feel about this episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Another great episode. Really impressed me with this. I was watching it and flashback and show Bucky and Wakanda, and they show where he thought that the Winter Soldier activation code or words were going to cause him to return or revert back to his old ways. And you find out that whatever they did, whatever rehabilitation he had in Wakanda, it worked because it didn't activate. And so a really well-acted scene by Sebastian Stan, in my opinion. I see a lot of time when actors crying, I kind of wonder, were they really crying or they sniff a bunch of onions and then tell the director, hurry up and let's shoot this? Because it's not really convincing. And this, to me, looked like a guy who really had been through hell, been through a bunch of stuff, and was genuinely emotionally overwhelmed and happy to see that he had finally overcome that thing that was like a curse and a crutch for him. The point that I'm getting at is the whole Wakanda thing, because then it flashes back to the present, and you see Bucky interacting with the Dora Milaje. And it really just pointed to me how Marvel, if they don't succeed, I mean, they succeed at everything they've done so far, for the most part, but it shows just how much of a universe they've actually carefully built and how they continue to tie everything back together. Because I didn't even think the whole Wakanda connection with Bucky being in the show. Like, I just didn't think that somebody from Wakanda would show up on this at all. And then it made perfect sense who would have shown up, how they interacted, to the point that Bucky was even speaking Wakandan at one point. And just like I said, how they tie this whole universe together. The episode was great. John Walker's an asshole, I will say that.
He plays his role so amazing.
At least in the earlier episodes, you can kind of see the Chris Evans style of Captain America. Like, hey, I'm Captain America, everybody. He tries to say something that maybe other people don't relate to, but it just comes across as bland. Like, hop down. It's like, hey, I'm Captain America. Like, okay, that's something that Chris Evans' Captain America would do, but he just does it in his own style. But go ahead, Mike.
Matt said he plays it so good. And I was going to say, yeah, because my wife was like, this dude's an asshole. She's like, I don't like him. And I said, here's the funny thing. He's literally in real life getting death threats because people do not like him that much. And she's like, do people not realize it's a show? And I said, I don't know. Some people are just that deep into it. I mean, I can never see me getting on Twitter and threatening an actor for a role they play. I could easily not like the character, but I couldn't see me going, dude, you need to fucking die. I'm going to come kill you. It's never that serious. But the point I'm making is people are genuinely clearly upset with this dude and don't like him. And then this episode just fueled the fire even more. It's like they took a big can of gasoline and just dumped it on there.
Yeah, he has a chip on his shoulder and he just went overboard.
Yeah, way overboard. Like, first Sam tells him, I'm going up to talk to her, stay out of my way. And he's like, you got 10 minutes or I'm coming up there. And it's like, dude, sit down there and shut the fuck up. He just told you he's going up there to talk to her and try to smooth this whole situation over and figure out what's going on and talk her down. And then he shows up and messes the whole damn thing up. And then he turns around, steals a bottle of super soldier serum, which I already figured was going to happen anyway, because he kept going about other people being super soldiers. And he even said to Battlestar, what if we had that in Afghanistan? And he's like, yeah, the things we could have done.
He fought the Dora Milaje. It's like, they're not even super soldiers.
Yeah, and I was going to say, he gets his ass about the Dora Milaje. He's like, they're not even super soldiers. I'm like, nah, they're just badass African women who know how to whoop people's asses. You got your ass handed to you. Very disrespectfully, too. And I laughed because they were going to steal the shield and take it back to Wakanda until she told her to leave it. I'm sitting there like, dude, give it up, man. Sam and Bucky told you, you don't want to tangle with them. And you don't listen. You got to do things the hard way. So then you turn around, you take the serum. And in the end, you do the one thing, because you say you're trying to be the best Captain America you can be. And you do the one thing that everybody knows Steve Rogers never would have done. And you literally kill a person, everybody's taping it. And so the whole world sees now that you'll never be Steve Rogers. You'll never be Captain America. You're just a dude.
Shout out to Lamar Hoskins. Yo, you caught him. Battlestar Carter.
Yeah, you're just another guy, whether you like it or not. Super Soldier Serum and all, you're never going to live up to what Steve Rogers was. So again, more consequences, right? Because now where are we going? We got two episodes left. We still don't know who the Power Broker is. Sam still gave him the shield. We don't know if the government is going to grab it and hand it back to him. Is he going to take it? Is John Walker about to go on a rampage and just, hey, I'm a super soldier now. I can do what the hell I want to do and go off.
But he's going to go Roy Rage on everybody.
Yeah, I thought it was excellently done, man. Like, that closing shot with the blood on the shield, that was tough. They keep doing it, man. They're going to trip up at some point because everybody does, and then they turn around and give you something where you're like, I don't know. They just got it. So, I'm happy with it.
All right, Matt.
They did a great job as far as surprising everyone. I didn't think they were going to show up at this point of the arc. I thought they would show up maybe the sixth episode, but man, Marvel just does a great job of, again, what Mike said earlier, tying in, surprising, and making sure that everything runs fluid. The mastermind, and I'm assuming there's multiple masterminds in this MCU to make sure that everything gets tied together. I mean, it's just so flawless. I think that's the one thing that separates DC and Marvel movies is just the effortless execution of how they tell the storyline. Although DC probably has better stories, but man, Marvel just flawlessly adapts to the screen, whether it is the movies, whether it is these miniseries. And I really hope they do have another miniseries of this particular genre, because I mean, it is amazing. I really like it.
Yeah, so this episode is pretty good from a character development standpoint. So you have like Zemo's reasoning for what he's doing, and you have still the relationship between Bucky and Sam developing, and then you also have aggro Captain America going buck wild on everybody, doing something that Chris Evans Captain America would never do. He just goes buck wild. And then you have the Dora Milaje. So this comes with a lot of stuff. I will say that Keith had brought up something about the Flag Smasher. I don't really like her as an actress, and it's like she keeps doing that plain face. I can understand why Disney cast her, but I think they could have cast somebody better. So other than that, everything else with this episode is very good. And there's only six episodes, right, Mike?
Yeah, only six.
I hope that the new Captain America does not get his comeuppance in the next episode. But maybe they shut him down. He just goes rogue. Something. But yeah, Lamar Hoskins caught it in the back. That end part, and it just kind of cut. Like, he just basically bashed the dude's brains in. And it cuts, and that's it. The end of the episode. I'm like, oh, all right. That's how you're going to leave it? Great.
That's awesome.
But, all right. So, what score would you give this episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier?
I'm at a 9.5. And I kind of want to go 10, but if you've done all this in 4 episodes, I'm saving that 10 because I feel like 5 or 6 is probably going to be even better. Because, like I said, we still don't know who the Power Broker is. Sure, they got to show that Zemo escape.
Yeah.
So, the hell he is, what he's getting ready to do. Next 2 episodes, I expect something big. So I'm at a 9.5. Like I said, this was good. I watched this twice, and honestly, after talking about it now, I'm sure I'm about to watch it a third time. I might watch it. Sometimes with episodes, I can kind of drift away and not pay attention. This one, I could be glued the entire time. I mean, it was really good. And the action scenes were great. Like he said before, whoever directed this, clearly he knows how to shoot action, because from the first episode till now, all the action scenes have been fantastic. That Dora Milaje fight scene is just...
They whooped his butt.
Man, look, I was watching this, and when he said what he said they don't have jurisdiction, and she told him the Dora Milaje have jurisdiction, wherever they found themselves to be, I said, yeah, you about to find out. Oh, you done messed up, man.
That was a tough line. That was a very tough line.
Yeah, I said, oh, dude, you about to get your ass whooped. You have no idea what you just did. And man, did they not disappoint one bit. And I'm sitting there like, oh my goodness. So, yeah, I'm interested to see where this goes. This is good.
Matt?
Go with the 9.5 as well. Again, they're flawless with their transition between characters. And supposedly the next episode, from my understanding, Looper, I guess, is my source, is that the next episode is supposed to have a guest actor who they've never introduced this character before. So I don't know. That might be where my 10 might lie.
Give this episode a 9 as well. It is a good episode. This show has been fairly consistent. You couldn't really say that about WandaVision. But this one is great. And then you also have Loki coming up next month. I mean, it's definitely going to be a good couple of weeks for Marvel. All right. Beast Game Podcast.